February 16th, 2026. Welcome to the latest issue of Accessibility Tidbits. This week's is packed with stories that inspire, challenge, and uplift. From a Mancunian duo finding love on the pan-disability football pitch, to Stephen Vine turning a life-altering coma into a podcast about resilience, the spectrum of experience reminds us how creativity, care, and courage intersect with disability. Sip your coffee with kindness at a cafe teaching barista skills to adults with disabilities. Peek behind the scenes of We Got Dis at Rise Comedy and meet innovators making functional fashion and accessible design the new standard. Plus, explore friendship, ethics, and investment in ventures that put accessibility first, because when we design with everyone in mind, everyone wins. Also in this issue, adoptive bikes stolen from Kelowna nonprofit, leaving disability community reeling. Merlin reverses decision to restrict disability pass. Snow and ice causes accessibility issues for disabled students. Inclusive healthcare, improving accessibility and care for disabled patients through investment and workforce innovation. Michigan Native advocates for disability awareness through art and literature. Dive in for these stories and more. Happy reading. How a Mancunian pair found love through pan-disability football. From teammates to soulmates thanks to inclusive sport, Amy and James first met at a UK pan-disability football session run by Stockport County Community Trust, and what started on the pitch grew into a marriage, children, and a lasting community connection. Their story shows how inclusive sport can do far more than build skills. It can spark confidence, friendships, and even lifelong love. Adoptive kayaking in the Palm Beaches. Kayaking in the Palm Beaches is made accessible with adaptive launch features that remove common barriers to getting on the water. At Harvey E. Oyer Jr. Park in Boynton Beach, the Easy Launch kayak system supports independent transfers from wheelchair to kayak, offering a stable and confidence-building way to launch into calm coastal waters. Riviera Beach Marina Village extends the experience with Moby Max, staff assistance, and secure wheelchair storage, making preparation and transitions easier. Together, these locations offer an inviting way to enjoy paddling, coastal scenery, and local wildlife in a setting designed with accessibility in mind. Kindness Cafe, teaching adults with disabilities barista skills. A new cafe in the Price Center, Newton, Massachusetts, is brewing more than coffee. It's creating pathways to paid employment. Through its Kindness Cafe Barista Training Program, people with intellectual and developmental disabilities are earning wages while building real-world skills and confidence. Backed by community support and praised by Jake Auchincloth, the initiative proves that opportunity, dignity, and a good paycheck should always be on the menu. More than a mother. A mother's love becomes a powerful force for change in the story of Tola Andu and her autistic son, Kevin. Through her candid social media storytelling, she's challenging stigma, celebrating neurodiversity, and showing the deeply human and often joyful reality of lifelong caregiving. Her message is simple but bold. Acceptance, not pity, is what truly helps families thrive. Fun for every way you wander. Ann Arbor is proud to be destination verified for accessible travel by Wheel the World, giving you trusted information on where to stay, dine, and explore. That means whether you're craving a cozy cafe, inspired by vibrant arts, or exploring our charming neighborhoods, we've got the resources to help plan a trip tailored just for you. Accessible, welcoming, and always full of surprises, Ann Arbor has your wander covered. From coma to podcast host, Stephen Vine's disability journey, recovery, and resilience. In a powerful episode of We're Not Stumped, Stephen Vine shares how a sudden medical crisis left him blind, an amputee, and fighting chronic pain, and how he slowly reclaimed purpose through resilience and storytelling. Now the voice behind the Disability Diaries, he speaks candidly about survival, mental health, and finding meaning after unimaginable loss, offering a moving reminder that connection and hope can grow even after life's most devastating turns. 11 books about disability as an ethics of care. Across these novels, essays, and poems, disability shines as a form of knowledge with the power to reshape an inaccessible world. Love Emma makes functional fashionable for individuals with disabilities. From a special education classroom to the fashion world, one entrepreneur is proving innovation doesn't always start in a business school. University of Cincinnati grad Emma Biros founded Love Emma after witnessing firsthand how limited and uninspiring adaptive clothing options were for young women with disabilities. Her mission? Create stylish, functional fashion that helps people feel seen, confident, and fully included. New docuseries We Got Dis, featuring comedy and disability, premieres at Rise Comedy. After leaving Amazon to try stand-up, Sarah Whiteman noticed something glaring. Disabled voices were almost missing from stand-up stages. That spark led to We Got Dis, a bold, funny docuseries using laughter as a tool for empowerment, proving disability stories don't just belong in advocacy spaces, they belong under the spotlight and behind the mic. Crip Trip, the weight of care and the power of friendship. Caregiving gets a brutally honest and hilariously chaotic spotlight in Crip Trip, where two best friends hit the road in a barely alive RV to expose the raw reality of disability, burnout, and a system that keeps too many people stuck in survival mode. It's messy, funny, uncomfortable, and impossible to ignore. Exactly the wake-up call audiences didn't know they needed. Leamington Man on Dragon's Den in a bid for investment in disability aid company. A spinal injury sparked an idea that's now headed into the spotlight. Rob Smith, MBE, founder of the Active Hands Company, steps into the den to pitch his life-changing gripping aids on Dragon's Den. What began as a personal solution has grown into a fast-rising business, and now he's chasing investment to take it even further. How designing with disability in mind sparks innovation. When accessibility leads the way, everyone wins. Design amplification starts by creating products for people with physical disabilities, whether vision, hearing, motor, or cognitive challenges, and then adopts those innovations for broader use. The result? Real commercial and social impact. Yet too many companies still see accessibility as a niche market rather than a springboard for fresh ideas. Looking for disability-friendly travel destinations? Arizona, the Grand Canyon State. Lansing, Michigan. Penticton, BC. Friuli Venezia Giulia. Visit Lauderdale, the Palm Beaches. More travel deals? Check out Accessible Go. Want to know before you go? Check out AbleEyes.